I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, July 29th. A Massachusetts Department of Transportation worker was killed Saturday night when he was struck by a vehicle on Route 24 in Bridgewater. State police say the worker was picking up debris outside his vehicle near exit 28B on Route 24 northbound at about 9:30 Saturday night when he was fatally struck. The victim has been identified as 57-year-old David Sousa of Stoughton. Sousa worked in the Transportation Department's Highway Division and was dedicated to service, working for several districts as a foreman. He was also a former select board chair in Stoughton. The vehicle involved in the collision did remain on the scene Saturday night. The driver's name has not been released. It's unclear if any charges will be filed. All northbound lanes were closed for about 3 hours after that incident, as investigators remained on scene collecting evidence. Two people from Massachusetts are dead after a fiery crash early Sunday morning in Vermont. Vermont State Police said troopers responded to a single vehicle crash on Interstate 89 northbound in Middlesex at about 5:04 a.m. and found a Lexus 330 fully engulfed in flames. The driver and front seat passenger were pronounced dead at the scene. They've been identified as 19-year-old Sean Delaney and 20-year-old Elena Corey, both from Duxbury. Investigators determined speed is a contributing factor. It was foggy at the time of the crash, but the roads were clear and there was low traffic. Further details about the double fatal crash have not yet been shared. On Friday, the bankrupt Steward Healthcare announced plans to close Kearney Hospital in Dorchester and Neshoba Valley Medical Center in Ayer. In a statement shared with the Boston Globe, Steward Healthcare said that it's been actively working to sell or transition all of its 8 Massachusetts hospitals and is in the final negotiations to sell 6. However, despite the extensive sale process, which involved close coordination with lenders and regulators, there were no qualified bids for 2 hospitals, Kearney Hospital and Neshoba Valley, and unfortunately they will be closing, according to the company's statement. According to the Globe, Steward received bids to run 6 other hospitals in the state, including St. Elizabeth's in Brighton, Good Samaritan in Brockton, Morton in Taunton, St. Anne's in Fall River, and Holy Family in Methuen and Haverhill. Norwood Hospital closed in 2020 because of flood damage and was not included in the sale process. The governor's office says it has prepared for this moment and is taking steps to help facilitate a smooth transition for impacted patients and employees. The Healey administration says Steward received several bids to maintain and improve 5 of its hospitals in 3 key regions. According to the governor's office, the Kearney and Neshoba Valley hospitals remain open and will proceed through an orderly and regulated closure. The newly formed citizens group called A Just Quincy is planning their next steps after failing to repeal the recent salary increases for the mayor and city councilors. An estimated 50 people showed up at a planning meeting at the Thomas Crane Library in Quincy Center last week to discuss the results of a poll that showed the group wants to run a slate of candidates to replace the current city council next year and impose term limits on elected Quincy officials. The group says they'll be protesting at the first Quincy City Council meeting after summer break on September 9th, and also forming subcommittees to pursue their goals of creating greater fiscal responsibility and transparency in local government. The group is planning an email campaign to city councilors to request a public hearing about the recent salary increases. The American Red Cross will be holding a blood drive in Quincy today. They'll be at the Sons of Italy Hall on Quarry Street from 1 to 6:30 p.m. To schedule an appointment, visit redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Check of business news this morning. Stocks opened the day in positive territory. The Dow was up 654 points on Friday. The NASDAQ rose 176. The S&P added 59. Asian stocks starting the week with gains. The euro is higher, and oil at $77 a barrel. Sports: Yankees beat the Red Sox 8-2. Boston welcomes Seattle to Fenway beginning at 7 o'clock tonight. National Weather Service forecast. For today, some showers, mostly in the morning, and then cloudy today with a high of 77. Partial clearing tonight at a low of 64. Tomorrow, hazy, warm, and humid with a chance of an isolated thunderstorm at a high 87. Wednesday, chance for some afternoon showers, high of 83. Thursday, scattered storms, a high of 86. For the boater today, waves about 2 feet. Northwest winds at 5 to 10 knots become southwest later today. Next high tide, 6:59 p.m. Sunrise, 5:34, sets at 8:05. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, July 29th.